Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like it's only me that doesn't have a jingle. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. We are going to join the movement very soon. Okay? We're going to join the movement. I'm just trying to figure out if I should give you guys a poem or I should give you guys a comedy thing. Or maybe I should just address the elephant in the room. I'm just trying to figure life out as we go. So good evening to you. My name is the Matriarch. Today is the 20th. It is a Monday and it is 9:05. And welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch, who is also the elephant in the room and also many, many things. She is for starters. She's your mama. She's your mama. She's your grandmother. She's your grandmother's 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 grandmother. This mama, and she's the matriarch of the tribe. And yeah, so when you're dealing with the matriarch, now she's like, I can see you, even if you don't want to be seen. I can see past you. I am because you are, we are because they were. It is what it is. Now I'm the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that bad behavior. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about talking about you. And me. Because, I mean, there's no you without me, so. Yeah. And occasionally on a good day, ohandi topitha, it's like I'm eating bubble gum, but I'm not really eating anything because you're not allowed to be eating while you're on the mic. Like, no, but shat and shatera. So when it's shatera for me, sometimes I get carried away and then it's just, and that's just me, like, you know, my mouth. So every time something's nandi, something's nice, something shadora shatowara, you know, I topitha occasionally, and I know that it could be a little annoying sometimes. Mara, bear with me, it's all part of the charm, okay? Everything is part of the charm. My laugh, my lack of laughing, everything, my voice, the charisma, the lack thereof. It's all part of the charm. And what charm is this, if not the ultimate charm? Mara, today I wanted to do something special for you guys. So you guys are going to have to hold that thought quickly while Auntie prepares for the special gift for you guys, ne?
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
No matter itself. Where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
Alrighty, I didn't take long now, did I? Okay, so this is a bit rusty and I was writing it on the way here. But I was thinking that you guys deserve a Monday. Deserve a Monday that talks about you. Deserves a Monday that is explaining something. Mara, it's not really doing too much and it is not unconstitutional. They did not say anything about instrumentals. They said no music, right? They didn't say no instrumentals. I went home and I read the rule book about the policies and everything. Mara, for you that has just joined us, sometimes, occasionally, right? I am a poet. Sometimes I'm a writer. Sometimes I'm a rapper. Sometimes I sing. Sometimes I'm a comedian. Sometimes I'm just mother. Sometimes I'm the matriarch. Sometimes I'm somebody's friend. Sometimes I'm that little beacon of light in somebody's darkness. And sometimes I'm the darkness. Sometimes I'm nighttime. Sometimes I'm the terrorist. Sometimes I'm Chucky. Sometimes I am many things and I wear many hats. And today, for of all days, I thought that I could share a little piece of something that I was thinking about on my way to work. As you know, we all do. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the Matriarch. I don't know if it's the sad music that lingers in the background of great poets, reciting pieces of their hearts, singing their thoughts in slow motion. It's giving roaring oceans and
soil erosion.
How someone could be so sad but yet so beautiful, they deliver, they always deliver. I once heard a poet say, of course I am afraid. I am afraid of everything. Carefully stitching a handmade heart with plastic. It was catastrophic. Abuse? Modern day life dictates every shred of humanity left within me. I dare not be afraid. So I am afraid. I said, I don't know if it's the sad music that lingers in the background of great poets, reciting pieces of their hearts, singing their thoughts in slow motion. It's giving roaring ocean and soil erosion. How someone so sad could be so beautiful. They deliver, they always deliver. I heard a poet say, of course I am afraid, I am always afraid. Stitching a handmade heart with plastic. It was catastrophic. Hello! Hello! I felt it felt very nice. Yeah. Good evening to you. How are you doing? I once heard a poet say that, yes, of course I'm afraid. I'm always afraid. We live in a world that dictates hurt, that humanity in itself is non-existent unless you are afraid. So of course I'm afraid. I don't know if it is the sad music that lingers in the backgrounds of great poets, reciting pieces of their hearts, singing their thoughts in slow motion. It's giving roaring ocean and soil erosion. How someone so sad could be so beautiful. They deliver. They always deliver. All right. That was me giving myself a round of applause. Thank you so much. I just thought of that. I was like, why do we get emotional when we watch things? Why do we get emotional when we watch things? And I realized it's the sad music. It's the sad music. If it wasn't for the sad music, it would just be a girl that's talking. But now she's talking all kinds of slow and all kinds of mellow. She's talking with that snatch my heart out of my chest and tell my soul to call you daddy. It was giving like that. And I was like, yeah. So many of us are not really sad. It is that they trigger the sadness to come out. What is that called? It's not pulling heartstrings. That's the whole idea. So ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to be talking about bad habits. Bad habits. Imagine that. Now, these bad habits that we're going to be talking about, we're not just talking about it so that you can know that they are bad habits. We're going to be talking about some bad habits that we might have that we are unaware of. Because it's not everybody that knows most now. I know I've got bad habits. It's not every single bad habit that we know. For example, I've got this bad habit of retreating, but it's only for specific people. I only retreat for specific people because I've got like 4-strike rule, right? And then there are certain people that have passed that 4-strike rule. And when you have passed that threshold, I have no idea what to do with you. So I just retreat. I retreat because, hey, how many times can I explain to you that this one that you're doing here is bad. This one that you're doing is bad for me. So I just retreat. I go back into my shell. I go and think. I go and play music and write poems. I go and escape the thought of you so that if ever I am in your presence, I walk away solely because I have no idea what to say to you. And that's a bad habit. Because apparently we're supposed to be fixing everything with conversation. We're supposed to be fixing everything with open and honest communication. We're supposed to be fixing everything with comprehension. We are supposed to be fixing everything like adults. But what if the adulting is the one that's killing us? What if it is this adulting thing that is opening up wounds that we didn't even know existed? What if, right, this strategy is not a black strategy? What if it is a white strategy and we are just out here following things that are not culturally acceptable for our species? What if, right, this thing of arguing about it is not a Namibian thing. It's somebody else's idea of how we should deal with conflict. What if it is in no way what we're supposed to be doing and we're doing it wrong? Because if it was the way we're supposed to be doing it, then why are we drowning in sorrows that we don't know anything about? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about habits, right? Habits that might be harmless and habits that might be harmful. We don't know. And for the most part, many of us don't know that we've got bad habits. For example, one of the bad habits that people have is chewing bubblegum. I don't know who told you this, or maybe I might be a wrong person here, because I also come from a very strict primary school. I come from a very strict primary school that they condemned it. They condemned bubblegum chewing. Not because we were sticking it under desks and chairs, not because it was getting stuck in anyone's hair, but because of what you look like and what you sound like when you are chewing gum. Now, we had PE, and this PE class or this PE subject was run by Miss Romise. Now, up until today, I don't know if Miss Romise was a lesbian or not, but she always wears shorts and t-shirts. So I don't know. Maybe it was because she was the PE teacher. She had short hair. She wore techies, and she never dolled up a day in her life, and we never saw her, or I've never seen her with a man. And then somebody started a rumor that she was a lesbian. Mara, we didn't really know what a lesbian was anyways. So we just thought it's a lesbian. It's a lesbian. What is it? We don't know, but she is. You know, it's a lesbian because she was, I don't know, maybe it's because she was the only one that didn't better have a husband, partner, kids, or we didn't see her personal life. And now when I look back at it, I see it more as keeping your personal life away from your job, because we are her job. We are students. We are learners, and this is school and this is her work. So what business would anybody have to incorporate their family, you know, into their workspace? Obviously, if there's a gala dinner, you go with your partner, right? But she went alone to everything, you know, whether it was us singing, I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Now tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Whether it was that while we were singing on our talent concerts and everybody was there with their habibis and their wives and all of that, she was always just alone. You know, even the ones that came to start teaching at our school and they were single, eventually, yeah, by the time we got to grade 7, they were also married with kids, you know. So we saw them pregnant also. But with her, nothing of that nature. So she was our lady teacher. Our lady teacher. By lady teacher, I meant like she taught us how to be ladies. She taught us how to be proper women. And when I say proper woman, friend, I'm talking about a girl must stand with her back. She must always have you don't slug over. You don't slug over, like hunch over or sit in the chair with your whole body leaning across the chair. You must sit up straight. Your back must be straight, and you must tuck your tummy in, and your torso must be up here. You know, she was one of those teachers that would pass by with a ruler just to measure if it was straight, and if there was a crooked bend, she would like, ha, 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 you know, straight. You know, that. And she's also the type of teacher that passes by and makes sure that the measurement, that 4 fingers above the knees of your dress, it was that. It was never like more than 4 fingers, ever. Otherwise, you're getting a letter, and, or better yet, you know, our school, when I look at our primary school now, I think it was a good school, or it is a good school. The morals and the morals behind it, or the dignity that it possessed and the self-respect it taught was big. I think that some of us gained our confidence from there somewhere, somehow, you know, because if your dress was too short, my friend, yeah. And you're like, yeah, but, we only have three months to the term ending. So I must just wear it. And what, my dear, there was a box at the, is it the nurse's office or the nurse's room? Yeah. There was a box there. She will go and find you another dress. School uniform, because what had happened was when people went now to high school, right, or went to other schools, they would always drop off the school uniforms and keep them there or leave them there for less fortunate children. Now, if your dress is too short and you're saying that your parents cannot afford it, they will give you another one that is appropriate. So there was no short things. Even if we are looking at all the chicks there, all of us, we're just wearing those ones, four fingers above the knees. All of us. There was nobody with Obila there. And it's great because we went to high school and then we went to wear Obila because she was not there. But all in all, she's the one that taught us these, this women things. And also she is also the same person that taught us personal hygiene. And she's the one that taught us about menstruation. Many of us didn't get the lessons from our parents. Many of us didn't get the lessons from anybody except from her. And I think that it was such a kind gesture. It was such a kind thing to do from the school, because when I think of it, if you had nobody to teach you woman things, at least you had Miss Romise. At least you had Miss Romise. Miss Romise even told us when you can get a bra, what time you need to start wearing a bra, at what phase. So she would, in the locker room, it's not inspection. It's not like in a gnarly way. It's more about in the locker room, she'll send you guys all in. You guys go and take off your clothes, and then you guys change into your PE clothes. And then after that, she will now inspect when you guys come out. She'll inspect and then she'll stop you aside and then she'll whisper, you must tell your parents it's time for a bra. You know, for the girls that had bigger chests. Some of us were late bloomers. Yeah, my Diambera High School. Some of us were late bloomers. It just never came in primary school. There was nothing that came in primary school. I know there was something that came in primary school, but apart from that, no. Everything else was just watching all the other girls have it. And then the peer pressure came, where eventually at the end of the year, everybody got the signal of, it's time to wear a bra. It's time to wear a bra. It's time to wear a bra. And then there was Marilise. And she was also a late bloomer, but she was worse than me, you know. Me, at least I had something. Her, she was like flat-chested. My dear, that day at PE, I will never forget that day. Actually, I did forget that day, but then now I remember it. She put, you know, balloons with flour inside it, and then she put it in her chest, and then she got a bra, and it was just the weirdest thing, because I don't know if she jumped or something. Apparently she was self-conscious or of her body or something. And then one of the balloons fell out and then we all laughed. And then, but I understand now, like imagine everybody in the class has the breasts and you don't have. So I understand her pain. I understand what she was going through. You know, now as an adult, but as a child, I laughed and I fell over and I rolled over. And every time I saw her, I said balloon. And yeah, children are cruel. Now I'm better. Now I'm not cruel. Now I'm like, no, you guys must give each other an opportunity to blossom. I'm like that. So, the conversation around gum came from her, because she showed us, what someone looks like when they're eating gum. And for me, right, because of these teachings, I believe that that is a bad habit. It's a bad habit to eat bubble gum in public. It's a bad habit to blow your nose in public. Those are bad manners, but somebody made it a habit. Like every single time that they're in public, they have to blow their nose. And it's very bad manners to pick in your nose. It's a very bad manners to clean your face, omananga, etc., in front of people. Like, just move away. And it's also very bad to burp in front of people. It's also very bad to fart in front. Like, these are just bad manners. And ew. Okay. And also, picking at your face in front of people, because you don't know what's going to pop out of that pimple. And here you are, and you're just with us, and you are picking pimples like chaka chaka chaka, like, oh, I paka chaka chaka chaka, like your whole face just chaka 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 chaka. And we are all looking at you like, what if it jumps this side? What if it just comes and lands on your mouth? Like, ugh, you know? So those are bad habits. So, one of the bad habits that we might be looking at today, or we will be looking at today, is screaming in public. Or screaming. Mm-hmm. Screaming. Do you, it's such a bad thing to be extra loud. It's such a bad thing to have full-blown conversations on the telephone, right, with a person that is not there while you are in the company of other people. Now, it could be that the people that you are in company with, right, are people that are your friends. But with friends, you must also keep the phone call conversation very minimal. What happens now when it's not friends and you are here having a whole conversation? And taxi drivers do this a lot. Taxi drivers just feel that better. We as passengers, you know, sometimes I think of the wildest things, and I say that, what if all of us, because airtime is so accessible these days, what if all five of us in the cab, right, decide that we are all going to call, we are all going to put our phones on loudspeaker, and we are all going to have conversations, different conversations with whomever we're having conversations with. Would it still be pleasant for you to have a conversation with somebody? Don't you think that it is inappropriate for me to listen to your household jargon? Don't you think that it's inappropriate for me to be subjected to listening to it? Don't you think that it's inappropriate or not comfortable for me to not even be able to communicate with you because you are on the phone? And on top of that, it's a traffic violation. You guys all hate Ofitsa Katiti. I don't even know what he looks like, but I know that all of you guys hate him. Why? Because one day I was sitting in a cab and they all went on a WhatsApp group, taxi driver WhatsApp group, Union Ambera. And they were all talking about Katiti, Officer Katiti. And he's like, they are like, yeah, but Officer Katiti is always writing us tickets and writing us tickets. I'm like, well, right now you're carrying passengers. You are on the phone and you are not paying attention. And this phone call also, it's not even something that is connected to the phone so that you can just talk while your hands are busy. Your hands are basically busy. And also, before the phone call or before the voice note or before the WhatsApp thing happened, right? You were watching YouTube videos and still scrolling on Instagram and all of that, right? And you are carrying my life and you think that somebody must just let you go because it's a boring day. Is that it? Is that what it's supposed to be? Because no, I don't think so. I don't think that that is a good thing. And these are bad habits. You know, these are little bad habits that we have, that we need to work on. And one of them is screaming. Why are you screaming? Why are you talking excessively loud? So now the next person next to you must hear what you are saying. And is it not bad manners? Is it not bad manners for you to be outside in a public space and you are screaming, talking extremely loud, screaming, my dear Chomi, we were just having fun, my dear Chomi. Now, everybody around you is so uncomfortable, but they can't really say that because your voice is louder than everybody's. And nobody wants to get into an altercation with somebody that has lungs for days, isn't it? So how about we check that? How about we work on that? Let us not scream in public. Let us not chew bubble gum. Let us not have private conversations in the midst of people. And let us not think that just because they don't know who you're talking to or who you're talking about, it won't make them uncomfortable, okay?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Alrighty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, it's 30 minutes past 9 and we are talking about bad habits that we are unaware of, that we might be unaware of. Now, bad habits are things that we do repeatedly and they are bad, right? So it's habits, things that we do repeatedly and bad. It's bad things that we do repeatedly and unconsciously or consciously. Depends on how we perceive it. Depends on the day. Because sometimes, like for example, biting your nails, right? It is unconscious, that one, because we have established that one is unconscious. It's not, you don't go in the midst of people and then you're like, okay, I'm so bored right now. I just feel like biting my nails. I'm going to start biting my nails right now. And I hope that everybody can see me. No, it's just the same as okuyama eraka. That one is bad, that one. Hey, eraki ariziwa ne anuane. It's forever, eraka. It's forever. It's forever and ever. And there's nothing anybody can do about it, I guess. But I hope that babies outgrow them. I hope so. And also sucking your thumb. It's a bad habit. Sucking your thumb, sucking your finger, sucking your tongue, you know. It's weird. But... Sorry. Behavioral and social habits. Okay, so excessive screen time is also considered to be a bad habit that you might not be aware of. Mindlessly scrolling through social media or checking phones first thing in the morning are common habits that can impact mental health and productivity. Now, why? Let's go into the why of things. Let's go into the explaining of things. So it's excessive screen time. This means it's too much screen time. That means you spend too much time on your phone. Have you ever looked at, have you ever thought for yourself where your hours in your day goes or how much time you spent on your phone? Did you notice that the only time that you are not on your phone is when something else is preoccupying your hands? Literally. When something else is preoccupying your hands, that's when you're not on your phone. And not unless you have those wireless earphone thingies where you're just calling and then you're doing something else with your hands. But when your hands are free, you are just swipe. And then by the time you go and check the time, you have spent 2 to 3 hours just going through reels, going through short clips, going through absolutely nothing, doing absolutely nothing on the internet. At least nothing productive, right? Everything seems productive because it's meant to catch your eye. It's meant to captivate you. It is literally bait switch. Yeah. It's literally meant for capturing the audience and drawing the audience in. Now it's not meant to just keep you there at watching that same thing. It's meant for you guys to now go to the person's page and then start following the person's page so that you are introduced to more of this content and so forth. But many of us don't even get to that part because we're just fascinated for those 30 seconds or that one minute, and then we move on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. And the the worst part is that there is no sequence to it, or there is no sense of, okay, the algorithm, like we are watching cooking things and the next thing is cooking. Not unless you set your phone to that, but in the midst of it. So in the midst of these 3 hours that you have been scrolling your screen, mindlessly wandering, right? You have watched cooking things. You have watched murder things. You have watched how to get away with murder. You have watched court things. You have watched hospital things. You have watched nurses things. You have watched comedy. You have consumed so much information. And you ask yourself why you are burnt out. You're burnt out because you're over-consuming. You're over-consuming information at a large dose. It's a large dose of various information, and that is why it's just filling in your brain. And that's why you cannot be productive, because you are spending 6 hours on the phone. So you get home at 5 o'clock, and by the time you start dinner, it's 9. What were you doing from 5 to 9 o'clock? You didn't bath. You didn't even change out of your work clothes. You only took off the shoes. You didn't change out of your work clothes. You didn't watch TV. What were you doing? You were either on TikTok watching something, or you were on Instagram watching something. You were on YouTube watching something. You were on Facebook watching something. You spent 4 hours doing absolutely nothing. And even if I asked you, what did you watch? You don't really have an answer for it. It's not like you were listening to an audiobook. It's not like you were watching a specific documentary. It's not even that. It's just that you were just wandering aimlessly on the streets of the internet. And that aimless wandering on the streets of the internet is what is killing your productivity. Affecting your mental health as well. And you might be thinking that, no, but how is it affecting my mental health? Listen, you might not be insecure. You might not be insecure, but see perfect bodies long enough, you'll get it. You might not be, right? Very, very insecure. You might not be insecure, but the more content you digest, or the more content you take in, the more you are going to start seeing something. Now, if you repeat something for long enough, right, you stand a chance of understanding it, or you stand a chance of taking it in, or you stand a chance of digesting it. You know, take it in long enough, it stops being salty. Now, if you are constantly seeing gym bodies, it doesn't actually motivate you, not unless you are one of those people that are very strong in terms of yourself and who you are. Not unless you are very strong, but if you are weak like the rest of us, eventually you're going to start feeling bad about your body, because especially if you see this every day, where everybody that you are checking there just has a killer body. Everybody that you're checking just has a killer what. You will give in to peer pressure. And peer pressure is not for teenagers and for children. Peer is peer, guys. It's for people, EPP joy. It's not for small children's peers or adolescent peers. No. Peer pressure is peer pressure. So if you are seeing all these young adults, right, getting into shape and all of that, the likelihood of you being motivated is at least at 40% or even 30%. To be motivated to get your body in check, it's most probably at 30%. But to actually start doing it, that's when the depression comes in, because now you have too many activities in your day, and you work, you go to what, you do what, you have choir practice, you have what, there's no time to work out, and you are still consuming the same thing. You're consuming all these hot bodies, all these people that are gymming, all these people that are working on their bodies and their health and their what, and their what, right? You start to feel bad that you can't make it to the gym. You start to feel bad that you can't make it to that walk. You start feeling bad about the way you look. and what you are. Now, I'm not saying just be comfortable with being a couch potato or be comfortable with a body that you're uncomfortable with. I'm saying that most likely the reason, part of the reason that you're so depressed about yourself is because you have consumed too much of the internet. You have taken in too much content, and this content is the one that is now clouding your mind and clouding your judgment, because now you can't even, right, take a picture of yourself without a filter. You can't go live without a full-on face beat where you have to do your face beat 5 to 6 hours. Guys, we just go on, right? Because it doesn't really matter what I look like. It matters what I'm saying, isn't it? But some people are really honestly obsessed with what they are looking like and what they present themselves to be. But it's not their own securities or insecurities. It's mainly something that has been planted like a seed within their minds that a 22-year-old is supposed to look like this, because all the 6,000 22-year-olds that you saw, all their bodies look like this. And here you are as a 22-year-old and your body doesn't look like that. Now, have you ever wondered why somebody's Instagram is just filled with naked pictures? Like literally, like there's just no picture where they are just dressed decently or something like that. Why? It's most probably because of what they consume on the internet and what their idea of sexy is now after they've consumed what they've consumed on the internet. So, before you start thinking that, oh no, I'm terrible and I'm ugly and I'm fat and I'm thin and I'm short and I'm tall and I'm, before you start beating yourself down about it, make sure, right, that it's not an external force that is forcing you to feel this way. Maybe it's not the insecurities that are planted within your mind that are forcing you to start feeling this way. Because you could have been a confident and slender girl, and all of a sudden you are now forced to eat and eat and eat and eat. And the worst part is that you don't just gain the weight because maybe your metabolism is different. You don't just gain the weight. Now all of a sudden you feel so bad about yourself because everywhere you go, right, on the internet, they're all talking about nyash. They're all talking about nyash, 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 nyash. And the nyash that is there. And the wildest thing is that you watch something once. It could have been something that's sent to you. It could have been something that you stumbled upon. You watch something once and then you watch something similar to it twice or three times. And then your feed starts having that because the algorithm assumes that this is the type of content that you enjoy. So now you are filled with this type of content because you watch two or three videos of the same content and now it just keeps popping up. If you want to see this, right, I want you guys to search for massage. Because in my whole life, I've never seen anything on the internet about massages up until I owned a spa. Then all of a sudden, all the information that is coming onto my feed is just massage parlors in Windhoek. Massage, 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 massage. So go and search massage. When you search massage, right, go onto some of these pages. Don't like anything. Just go onto some of these pages. I can guarantee you that in the next 2 days, massage things will pop up on your feed. They will pop up on your feed. And that's how we are making business. As the massage parlor people, we are making business like that because now we are popping up every single time because now we are forcing you to assume that you want something, right? And you like this type of content. So now if you don't like this bar, you like the next one. If you don't like this one, you like the next one. If you don't like this one, you like the next one, and it will go on and it will go on and it will go on. Then you are a massage junkie and you have no idea where it started. It started from the first post that you followed. It started from the first thing that you watched about massages, and then the second thing that you watched about massages, right? And then after that, we just keep throwing it. Simple. Go watch something about soap. Othewa. Just search soap making or soap places in Windhoek. Search it on any social media platform. Search it once and then watch a video and then watch another one and then watch a third one. I can guarantee you that in a day or today still, right? Soap things will start popping up on your feed. Now, if you are watching things about somebody's body, then it's body things that are going to be popping up. If you are watching something about faces, beautiful people, I'm telling you, it's beautiful people that are going to be popping up, and eventually your self-esteem will chip away at you because of a bad habit you developed. Screen time.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnement-Plan. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Imba slash nichts nachschule. That's what I'm watching today at Eagle FM. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about your bad habits. We're talking about my bad habits. We're talking about everybody's bad habit. And part of the bad habits that we have established is a bad habit. And we're trying to explain it in the layest way possible, in the best way we possibly can. Is screen time, internet time. Have you ever seen a toddler that is addicted to the telephone? And you think, right, that adults can't be addicted to their phones? Have you ever gone a day or two without your cell phone? Because I know I have. I know I'm not addicted to the phone. I know for a fact I'm not addicted to the phone because I cannot be a recovering addict to alcohol and then get addicted to other things. Maybe I can get addicted to things that I cannot realize is an addiction. But most things, you know, drugs, cell phones, people, you know, I can avoid those things. I can avoid those kinds of addictions. But ask yourself this. When you go, do you stop yourself from going to the village because there's no network? Because every chance I get to go to the village, I'm going. You know, I'm going. It's more like everybody else is more concerned about my phones than I am. Because I find that people are trying, especially when we leave the country. People are trying by all means to make sure that I have data, you know, so that I can still WhatsApp, so that my phone is still active. And I find myself not lifting a finger. Why? Because I'm on holiday. Let's start there. Because I'm on holiday, because it's a weekend, because it's fine. Like everything should be in order. And if it's not, it's okay. You know, but you find that some people are avoiding to go to the village because there is no network. And even when they do go to the village forcefully, they stand on trees, they stand on chairs, they stand on high objects. Some of them even fall and break an arm or a leg, right? Because they were looking for network so that they can call whoever or so that they can see what is happening on the gram. Now, eventually, right? If you stay at the village long enough, you stop to care. Good evening.
Well, is this program alive?
Oh, of course. Come on. Come on. Of course.
To rewind.
No. We cannot rewind. Yeah? Yeah. I told you guys. I'm done now. All my leave days, they are finished.
So you are a workaholic?
No, not even a workaholic. I'm just done with all my leave days.
Oh, okay.
I'll be at work even if I'm sick, guys.
So you exhaust all your...
All of them. Now I only have 2 weeks. Now I only have 2 weeks there for December. I only have those 2 weeks. apart from that, Oshidiye. Apart from that, even if I'm sick, I will come. Nandi Tishwara, I will have to come, my dear, because my ahona will ask kucha. So we kucha, we know you are sick, but maskoga.
Sorry, you see a lot of comments on the last time show, man.
Which one?
That one, the one for Saturday.
Oh, the one for Saturday.
On Facebook. Oh, yeah. There were a lot.
Oh, there are always a lot of comments, like my lives, right? My lives go to like 25,000 viewers. Yeah, like, I'm a vibe, to be honest. I'm famous.
So are you a celebrity?
I'm a... Yes, my dear, I'm a celebrity. You guys might not see my celebrity dumb because you guys, when you guys look at me, you're like, oh yeah, that's just our grandmother, man. Yeah, from Eagle FM, I or Mitriaka. But other people,
we look up to you, so we look up to you.
Yeah, other people, they're like, wow. Kucha, wow. but the comments, they're always a lot. Sometimes we don't even pay attention to the comments per se. Yeah, because it's Maitreya, man. Guys, we are here for a mission to put a dent in this world. Yeah.
You know, Bradang is not a fan of this lady of me. But who's that girl, man?
On no vibe. On no vibe. Oh, on no vibe. Even sometimes when I listen to my own things, ne, I'm like, oh, that girl is so funny. No, I don't go and listen that, but sometimes. Ne? Especially if I'm not around and then, we have to play one of the shows that I feel had a good impact. Then we play it. So I always have to make sure that my colleagues are doing what I ask them to do. Eh?
Yeah.
So I have to listen. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that girl, she's cool, man. Today we're talking about bad habits, and I want to ask you a question. What type of relationship do you have with your cell phone?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we must start with what type of cell phone do you have? A big relationship is like a second girlfriend.
Yeah, oh my man.
So you can't just.
I'm really, really addicted.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know what this means.
What do you do on your cell phone? What do you do on your cell phone?
Oh, I'm always checking the videos on consistent on the social media.
Okay, so is it your phone that you're addicted to, or is it social media that's on the phone that you're addicted to?
It's social media.
So if you could connect your social media to the computer, would you still touch your phone as much as you touch it?
No.
So it's the social media that you're addicted to.
Yeah, social media. Okay, I mean, this phone is always come with the negative.
Look at us blaming cell phones. No, it's just a lack of self-discipline. This one is a lack of self-discipline. It's not the cell phone. The cell phone is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, this phone is a distraction.
No, you are just easily distracted. Anoshike, take accountability. It's not the phone. The phone is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
But I'm so gullible by this phone.
Talisman. You're not gullible. You're just addicted to social media. You don't have self-discipline. That's the problem.
Maybe I'm so curious, man. I want to.
Now, what happens when you don't have data?
Sometimes I can go out, man, and then.
So if you don't have data, that equals to you going out.
Yeah, I mean.
So you won't stay at home if you don't have data.
It's like my life is shut down.
Ah. Oh my goodness. Yeah?
I want to make sure.
Confessions of a thug.
This is a bad habit, man.
Really? So which okay. social media platform are you more addicted to?
Facebook.
Okay. What do you do on Facebook?
Normally I normally just use Toka.
Okay.
News from BBC.
Things okay.
like that.
So you go and do news.
News, political news, social news.
Okay.
Everything.
What positive impact do you think watching so much news has had on you? Because I believe that with social media there's an overconsumption. So yeah. if you are a person that likes to watch news, every single time you get onto your social media platform, your feed is filled with information.
Yeah.
It's filled with news.
Yeah, I'm always.
Yeah, so you're always informed. But what has it done to you? What are the positives?
Maybe you can see enhancing my understanding and my English and polishing my wisdom.
It's the English for me. Okay. Which is enhancing my English. Because these people on Onkunda know how proper English is. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, you know, rarara. And well informed. Okay. Okay. Are you entertained by news?
Yes, there are those good news.
Like, such as?
Such as sports news.
Okay, sports news is entertaining, stimulating.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are the, okay, what are the negatives then? So, we have said that,
negative news, like suicide, right?
Okay, so, no, but what are the negative impacts on you personally? Because we're talking about, listen!
Yeah.
We are talking about the impact that your news feed or your social media platforms have had on you. So the positive has been that you have become well informed. You have enhanced your vocabulary and also you have had a form of entertainment. Okay. And then the negative, what would the negative be then?
It also leads to my low productivity.
Okay.
Things that can make me money, things that can elevate my life sometimes to slow down the progress.
How does it do that?
Because I'm consistent in the phone. People are making money in the phone.
Because I'm forever on the phone. The way you're complaining is like a frustrated person. I love it.
Yeah.
No, I love it because if you don't complain like a frustrated person, right, then one would have reason to believe that you don't actually know that this is a bad thing.
So you
have low productivity. That means that you're spending a lot of time on the phone and you are not really as productive as you should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what else?
This one is also, can also, it have a detrimental effect to my health.
Okay. To your health. What has it done to your health, say?
Even the
cell phone made you fat.
Yeah.
The cell phone made you fat. Because you're always sleeping. Okay. No, I'm asking from a personal perspective, a personal experience. I'm talking about your own trials and tribulations here. Not the general effects.
Sometimes I experience my eyes itching.
All right.
I just experienced my eyes cleaning because of that. I'm persistently in the phone.
Okay. All right. So it's low productivity, eye problems, and what else?
Yeah, because of this blue light that emanating from the emitting from the phone.
Yeah. Okay. What else? How's your mental health?
I think the mental health is not well, man.
Yeah, so not special. Yeah. You're very special, my dear. Who said you can't tell? You can actually tell, because let's talk about low productivity. Now, how do you feel about your low productivity? It says a lot about your mental health.
Yeah, sometimes you can feel tired.
And who are these you that you are talking about? You like this addressing other people, but you are the one. You might say I, but anyways, hold the thought for me. Hold the line.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Alrighty, good evening to you. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so mental health.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about mental health. You like using other people, like you people and others.
Use the same person.
Yeah, no, you must use yourself. How? Use yourself. Me. I. Ngai. Yes, because these are personal experiences, right?
It's our problems. It's not our problems.
Actually, these problems are individual because of what you watch, right? The content that you expose yourself to. Your problems and my problems are not the same.
So I might be
watching gym videos constantly. People working out, people getting into shape. It's Herbalife, what, you understand? And then for me, it's not going to be, I might have low productivity, right? Because I'm fixated and obsessing about people's bodies, and I'm obsessing about what people look like. And then I'm obsessing about myself. So then I grow a sense of low self-esteem and low self-confidence because I don't feel as attractive as the content that I watch. You see? Mm-hmm. Whereas you wouldn't feel like that because the content that you consume is not body content.
Yeah.
So the types of mental health crises or ailments that you might, not ailments, but mental health things that you might develop is, most probably anxiety. You know, you might develop, anxiety in terms of people anxiety. Going out anxiety and also tragedy anxiety because of the amount of news and the amount of bad news that you consume might make you now afraid to go outside and interact with others, because every single time you go on social media, what are you reading? No, this guy was at a bar and then he got stabbed by his friend. Or this guy was killed and then he was thrown into the ocean by his friends. And then this guy was just walking from the bar and then he got stabbed. And then this girl was, you understand, this guy got shot and gunned down or whatever, and then after coming from outside. So the type of anxiety that you might have because of what you consume on social media is completely different to the type of anxieties that I might have because of what I consume. So this is really honestly individual based. This is based off of your own personal experiences, so that people that are in the same boat as you can relate to you. You understand. So you consume one. I can tell you right now that part of your anxieties, right, is literally if the soccer team that you are rooting for is going to win. And it might not seem like a big deal, but it does give you a little bit of an uneasy feeling because it's what you watch. So now you know that Cristiano, had a what? Had a knee injury and he's now playing for Qatar. And then you know all of these things, all of these facts because of all the information you've consumed, right? And then you know that Neymar is in this other team and who died. Now there was a replacement and Bappa or whoever. And you know all these things. And before the match happens, right? You worry.
So you
would worry, but I don't follow soccer news. So I'm not worried about no Cristiano's knee. I'm not worried about no Mbappe. Like who is that? You know, I'm still in the era of Thierry Henry things. You understand? I got no idea who are these young players and these new players and what, right? Yeah. And, but then this might cause you a form. Yes. And this might cause you, it's not even older generation. It's a less interested. I'm a not interested generation. And the only reason I know these old players was not because I was interested, but because that was our form of family time. So it was a force. And also with my mother is a soccer fan. So, yes, my mother is a soccer fan and she's a soccer fan. She's a fanatic. She loves football. So if you want to spend time with my mother, you go and sit and you watch soccer. And that's what we did as children. Yeah. That's what we did as children. That's how I know the senior players before I had an option to leave the living room because it was either come and watch or it's my house and everybody must go to bed now. Totalane, 6 o'clock, everybody must sleep. And she'll come and check if you're sleeping. It's either soccer or sleeping. So we chose soccer. So we got to know the Thierry Henrys. We got to know what Maradona did with the cocaine. We got to know what Maradona did with the cocaine. We got to know where Argentina is. We got to know Messi. We got to know Ronaldinho. We've got to see and experience Ronaldo. Yeah. You know, we got to, like, Balotelli, you know, and all of that. That was still the era where we had Zidane, and then we had this one of Chelsea. That Chelsea was a whole entire African team.
Drogba.
That Chelsea was an entire African team.
Yeah.
Like the whole of Chelsea was just a bunch of African niggas. It was West African, that one. You understand? So the anxieties that I have about football, right, are non-existent. But for you, on the other hand, that is actually a football fanatic, right? If you know the matches on Saturday, because of the information that you're consuming throughout the week, it might build up to anxiety.
Very true, man.
Yeah. By the time you get there, then you even start feeling sick. Yeah, it's a mental glitch. We can't call it anything. We just say mental glitch. Somewhere there in the system. We can't diagnose you. Eh? But we can say it's like a mental glitch that does happen, but it's most probably because there is so much that you are consuming intentionally and unintentionally, consciously and unconsciously. Because your feed, your social media feed is filled with it.
By that one.
No. It does cause burnout because you are constantly on edge.
Uh-huh.
So imagine if there are 5 teams that you support that are playing on Saturday. Oh la la. Now those are 2 addictions, right? It's the addiction to soccer and the addiction to gambling. So now you're always anxious about the team and then you're anxious about the money.
The money.
Yes. They're all having pens and those little red papers.
Oh, maybe we are setting the bar too high.
For whom? For ourselves or for whom?
Yeah, for ourselves, yeah.
Setting the bar high in how? You can only win through something that you do enjoy. Do you know why the betting is making so much money and giving out so much money? Because it's because it is dealing with fanatics.
Uh-huh.
It's not dealing with ordinary people. It's not by chance. They're dealing with fanatics. They're dealing with football enthusiasts. They're dealing with people that know football, that love football.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they're not going in, out of business. All they're doing is just expanding. All of them. They're just expanding, expanding. Why? Because there are so many people that enjoy soccer. Yeah, they do. And then also there are so many people that are looking for new addictions. So now they are no longer in the casino. They're in the betting shops. Luckily, the betting shops close most at 5. Like through office. Like my dear. You see? Yeah. So it's double jeopardy there. But it's also just because of what we consume. It's a jungle of what?
What I'm saying, you have to juggle between the you have to sacrifice.
Between what?
Other things and the gathering.
The problem is that you don't see it as gambling.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's very difficult for you to see it as gambling. It's difficult for you to see it as gambling because, right, there is so much enjoyment in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much enjoying in it. And also, imagine if you were an addict to gambling, you came from high tables at the casino where you've lost 20 to 50,000 and stuff like that. And then you start betting on $2. And you win 15,000. Yeah, you see, you bet for $2 and then you win 15,000. Yeah. So you will be like, yeah, this is the thing that I must be doing.
Nowadays, people, they just group up or team up and put the money together.
You see, now you guys find even camaraderie in gambling. How nice. But hold the line for me. Hold the line quickly so that I can go and open my colleague. I'll be right back.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Alrighty, The Villager, wherever you are. Good evening, eh?
Yeah.
Alright, so what else? So there are negative impacts, right? Poor mental health. Low productivity. So you are just sleeping. You are just laying the whole day on your cell phone while other kids are going out there to make money.
Yeah, people are making money.
People are making money and you, it's like, even the way you are saying it just with confidence. You are saying it with so much confidence. You're saying it with so much confidence. I know shishinga kucha, it's a bad thing, ah.
Oh, bad thing, ah. Oh, I don't care to record him at home blinding.
Zala, yeah, this country. Yeah, this government, eh? Yeah?
This economy is done here.
Alright. So what other bad habits do you think that you might have? One of the bad habits that you have is your inability to listen to others.
Yeah, I'm a terrible listener. I'm not a great listener, yeah. It's normal.
Apparently, I'm not a great listener. But it's been 4 years. Why? What's wrong? It's been 4 years, and I've been trying to drill this. Why?
Sometimes I think I know more. I think we know, but we don't know. Sometimes we think we know, but we don't know.
So you like to finish people's sentences? You like to finish people's sentences before I'm done talking. Then you're like, yes, you were going to say this.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe I used to preempt. But what the next...
Predict.
Predict, yeah.
Predict. But think about it quickly and hold the line.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Imba, where the world congregates. All right, what are the bad habits? Okay, so poor listening skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Addiction to screen time.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What other bad habits could you think of that you have? What other bad habits could you think of that you have? I like to jump to conclusions.
I also want to pick your brain on that one.
Okay, please. Please. Indulge me. Indulge me, my friend. Indulge me.
Sometimes, I feel like.
All right, shoot.
This one is also an opportunity cost.
No problem, but talk to me.
What I'm saying on this subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put it.
You don't know what to say, you.
What I'm saying is...
You are one of the most talkative people and you're telling me you don't know what to say. Okay. Cool. Okay, but talk to me. I'm serious now. Yes. You're saying
jump. This social media is depriving me some of the. I used to miss out the opportunity, man.
Okay.
All
right. But what type of opportunities? What type of opportunities?
Oh, that's the opportunity just that someone can make a living out of it.
Give me an example. Like this other time,
this other weekend.
Yeah.
There was people were called for just a side hustle, man.
Yes.
But I was just in my phone.
Did somebody come and call you physically, or did they call you over the phone, or what happened? Or were they just...
They came to call me physically.
The people came to call you and knew you were busy.
I was just checking the content.
What content were you possibly watching? What were you watching?
I was just watching this final for Leila Odinga from Kenya.
I know this is a serious matter, ne? And I'm so sorry I'm laughing, but you are aware that everything on social media, you can come and catch it later. You do know that, right? Like even my Saturday show, as long as it's on our page, you can go and watch it today on Monday.
You know, man,
I don't even know why I'm laughing. This is a very serious problem. So people were called and they even came to say, kucha, me bro, opunano tava kutupenya, you're like a manjile kensa ko Kenya. I can't. No.
You can come watch the Jaritamo.
Yes, but why?
What are you benefiting?
No, we're asking you, my dear sir. Like,
I also asked my specific that the same question that what I'm benefiting from.
He was watching the doggy speech. Oh no, we are laughing. We mustn't laugh at your riponga, man. Okay, so you have to detox.
Yeah.
You need to detox.
Yeah.
Because at this point, right? At this point, you know that your problem is bigger than the ordinary person. Because you are crying for, like, ever since I know you, you're crying for an opportunity to make more money than you are making right now. Yeah. Right? And you have also been lecturing or doing assignments as a side hustle for funds. Right? A little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not sustainable, but it's something. And it's not consistent, but it's something. And then an opportunity for you to make more money than you actually anticipate. And you don't take it because you're preoccupied by something that you can, one, you can watch it later. Right? And two, it's not going anywhere. And three, it doesn't benefit you actually. Like what? Osa, kokenya. Yeah. Kana kamem. And the title that popineda Nelson Mandela web. Mara, osa, doko Kenya, karunga kash. How many countries are in between Namibia and Kenya, Vakwe? And even if you were really invested in it, ne, it could have been something that you watch later because there's nobody that was going to come and ask you because I can guarantee you that 90% of the people around you are not invested. I'm not invested more than like, you will never in your life be in a bar and somebody will be asking you, so inflation, no one. Nobody. You're the only one in your whole group that talks about inflation. You're the only one in your whole group. Exactly. You're the only one that knows the economy, right? So it's not like you had to watch it so that Joseph, when Joseph go and ask you, you have an answer. Because it's not. So this is bad.
Oh, very bad.
It is bad. It's very, very bad.
I need prayers, man. I need prayers.
No, you don't need prayers. You need to detox. That one. No, you don't need deliverance. You don't need deliverance. You just need... You
need... You must put me in prayer.
Now you're asking for $20 and they're like kajemongundana. They don't tell a long gundana. No man. I know, then it's really bad.
Oh,
You're watching your funeral.
But if I need your baby, baby.
Oh my God. Like why? Who? The worst part is that there's no one in your circle, ne? That is going to ask you. Not even. Like nobody will call you, Kucha, did you see that guy's funeral? Sure. No one.
Who's
there? It's only you in a thousand people, ne, that's gonna be talking about it. I don't even know who you are talking about. The funeral that was being attended. I don't even know. Haha. My friend.
Of my prime minister.
Of whose parliament? Why do we care? Why? Like, like you see those things. Like, who says that? I, my friend. No. Everybody with their own interests. May I know which medias I'm interested in? Mental health, well-being. People development, child development, statutes, you know, Article 6, those are my things, those are my areas, eh?
Yo.
You win, na.
Those are a couple of
Prime Minister Moss. Hey! Of whose government, my friend?
Well, but you did some of the most for political science.
No, but still, it doesn't involve watching, funerals. Like, what do I benefit from funerals? The history lessons the history lessons that they're going to give us in his eulogy. That we already know that it's written in books. Ha, friend, I hear you messed up. No, friend. This one was below the belt, this one. My goodness. Now, how do you feel when everybody is drinking a cold beer? Bro, you're the only one that can talk about it in your whole circle. When you start talking, everybody starts going in their phones. Until you finish. When you finish talking, then everybody starts interacting again.
Yeah, I was.
Oh my God. Not
offer anything, any economical interest.
Okay, but maybe it's time to deactivate everything. Maybe it's time for you to delete the apps from your phone.
I might just do away with it.
Delete it until the 1st of November.
Oh.
What if there's information that I need to know? Need to know for what?
Yeah, but it's doable, man. I think it's going to help you.
And if you really are addicted to news, go and buy newspapers. They still make those.
Me?
Go and buy newspapers, and then also send your number to the villager so that they can email.
So that they can email you
the villager newspaper, but not Facebook.
I want to subscribe to that one.
Exactly. So I think it's time for you to deactivate all the social media outlets.
Those are the bad habits, man.
Yeah. I think that's a very bad habit. And it's a bad habit that turns into addiction. That is why I keep telling you guys, right? Addiction ends the same. No matter what you're addicted to, it ends the same. You can't tell me that only alcoholics have it bad. Because look at the person that is not an alcoholic and he's just addicted to politics, right? That just gave up a whole job opportunity to watch a funeral. That is exactly the same as me running out of work to go and drink beer at the bar.
Because someone kicked the bucket.
Bro, it's not even kicking the bucket here. It's a whole parliament of how many countries away. And you're like, I'm not going to work. I want to watch. Because you want to hear the history behind it and the political, and the political alliances that they've made and how they played the game of politics.
Oh,
Neto so njara ne sekundo no because everybody kokusunya nai.
Oh. They don't
say everybody, the whole circle, everybody's looking at you like, wait on English cat. I know. Now you're trying to explain how cool that prime minister was. Yeah, oh no, that guy, he was the first one to lead Kenya. Yeah, he was the first one to lead Kenya in what? People are like, where is Kenya?
Where
is Kenya? Hey, Africa, Rapeni. Everybody doesn't care. So there's no addiction. There's no addiction that is not the same.
In this life, it's all about the self interest.
Yeah, it is.
That's why they say there's no permanent friend, there's no permanent enemy, only permanent interest.
Yeah, interest.
The more interest change or everything.
You meet people in the same interest with you. I hope you find friends that are into politics, man. But hold the line.
Ondakara handu yako parateza morwe data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utungaraka mahupi. O netwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyinyengarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga o netwe kaoyo hai dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming. O mafikwa amwe, o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe, o handi ningaishe poshikanto shimwe. Pamwe na parateza, oenda horora, ameha ishipangere, osho pa umwene. Dira, omakota fanone data, momkaro wili, mwana pareka okutuma koutumaraka, okustreaminga, nokudenga pamwe na parateza. Konga, parateza, Namibia.
Always prepare, parateza.
Alrighty, Okay. But do you understand that there's no addiction that's not the same? All addictions are exactly the same. There's nothing, there's nothing that is not the same. It has the same, exact same patterns. And we say that something is an addiction when it starts ruining your life, right? When it starts hindering with your day-to-day life and your productivity. You understand? Where I would now decide that I'm going to a bar instead of going to work. Right? Even though work is the one that pays me. That is, that is an addiction. Where I would now choose that I'm just going to go and get high instead of going to pick up children, where children are my responsibility. You understand? Where I'm just going to keep watching this funeral instead of going to find this easy job that is handed to me on a silver platter here. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's just an addiction. It's the same. When it hinders your day-to-day life and your progress, right? Then you know it's an addiction. Then it's something that we need help with. So let's see if we can detox from it. Let's see if we can live without it. But we should not do this social experiment just because we are doing it so that we can reactivate our stuff on the first, because that gives us motive, right? That gives us motive to continue until the first, and then we just reactivate and then we just start where we left off. Let's do it. Let's do it with the concept of having detoxing our systems and also having different outlets of entertainment present themselves to us.
Maybe we can look for alternatives.
No, you don't have to look for alternatives, because alternatives are there. You just can't see them because you are addicted to this. Oh, they are there.
Yeah.
You leave people having full-blown, entertaining and educational and informative conversations outside to go and be with your cell phone. Hey, you can laugh all you want, my dear. But it is. So it's not that new hobbies are there. You find that your peers are all going to the beach to socialize and to unwind. Whether they are drinking or they're not drinking, they do go, but you stay at home. You're watching news. Yeah. So now you even have like one takolimwe that is bigger than the other.
Me, I love my bed.
One takolimwe that's bigger than the other. Yes, because thimbo arare romping. Or you just have a flat etako because you're always just nonkomeka inomafufu. You're going to start bolding because you're always laying down.
like that. Was it better activity? A long sleep for a long poverty.
Yes, long sleep for long poverty. That is true. Eh? Now you're just chilling there in the bed, left, right, and center every day. And then one pillow is even just for your legs so that your knees are not beating each other. So, I to run a pocket in gay. No. The problem is that we must alleviate the problem. We must not avoid the problem. Going into Okatoshe, right? We'll just make you a phone addict. We'll make you a phone call addict. That means you're going to be calling everybody all the time. Yes, you're going to recharge ne that away. Like 10 times that week, because you're just going to be calling, eh, nkwanango bokpo ultimono, ezaz. Yeah. Then you're just going to breed a new addiction, the addiction of talking. Now you're just going to be calling left, right, and center. Especially on days when you have nothing to do. You'll be calling into every show on Eagle FM. Like, you'll be coming back. Hi, Helmut, I come back. Hey, Dwight, I come back. Hilene, I come back. Yeah? Because you just grow a new addiction. So, let's not go overboard. Let's just understand. Because we can only fight things that we know. At least now we know we have a problem.
I also listened to one of the show from the Eagle FM. There was this conversation on this phone addiction. That blue light is also very problematic to our. There's a heavy issue on us.
That's it, really?
The blue light, your jenga.
No. I think that it most probably does. But there has to be something that is attracting you to the blue light.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys are addicted to notifications. Because every time the blue light goes on, you know that it's a notification of some sort.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, you must disable your notifications. Before you delete your social media platforms, right? Disable your notifications. So that when you decide that it's bedtime, it's just bedtime. When you decide that you're not on the phone, you're just not on the phone. So that that blue light doesn't come up every time Facebook, there's a friend request or who commented or somebody's made you the top what. You know, I think for the past month or so, or 2 months, I haven't gone live. Do you know why? Do you know why?
I don't know.
My Facebook had a two-part authorization security thing. So it basically locked me out until I authorized that it's really me. So
they wanted for the official.
And to authorize, which I must, if ever somebody else uses it, the SMS comes to my phone, or it comes to my email, or it comes to my WhatsApp, right? So that activity to just go through the process of yes, and then they send a number, they send a code, and then you enter the code, and then that process in itself takes 5 minutes. But because I don't care, right? I haven't done it. That's why I haven't been on Facebook. Because I don't care. I really don't. I don't care about social media.
I found a distraction on email.
Yeah. And also with my money phone, right? That's the work one. That one I like it. I like it because every call that's from on there is a money phone. It's a money conversation. With the money phone, there is no social media on that phone whatsoever. There's only WhatsApp. WhatsApp is also it's a little unorthodox for you as a service provider to be viewing clients' personal status. So there's nothing much that's happening there except responding to texts and responding to calls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then with the Instagram, right? We follow, like, we don't follow anybody. Yeah, we follow zero. So yeah. So it's still trying to figure out, right? What I might like.
Yeah.
So there is different stuff that pops up. But also, I just go and then I upload our status for the day of notifications, business notifications of, yes, today will be open from 7 to 10, or this day, this is what we're happening, or like, that's it. And then I'm off. Then I'm done.
Very cool. Mm.
You know? So I know for a fact I'm not addicted to social media.
How do you know, Uncle?
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm already an alcoholic.
I also have to follow suit.
Yeah, no, you can. I always say that the first step that leads you at least to 50% of the victory is knowing that you have a problem.
I want to check those fat boom boom.
Yeah. 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 So that's why I'm asking, what type of content are you into? Yeah, because I thought it was just news. And documentaries. Kanti is also nyash. And beautiful things. Mm? Beautiful things. You like the way she balanced that Coke bottle, on the back. I understand, my brother. Sometimes it's nice to see.
Let's face the reality.
Yeah, no, it's realistic. It is realistic.
Yeah, we have to check. Yeah.
Yeah, it is realistic and it's fine.
We are looking for the girl that they are still in their prime.
Did you find them? But you do know what happens when most of the women that you interact with are online women, right?
Mm.
What happens in real life is that it dims your light in communication with real life women. Because online, you can stop talking whenever you want to stop talking.
Yeah.
And also you can tell them whatever you want to tell them. You can tell them I'm in my mansion in Dubai. You know, I'm just, I'm a Namibian that's living in Dubai. You don't even have many pictures, so. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a very private person. You see? Yeah, then you build this illusion around you, and that can be the conversation. You can be whoever you want to be in the social media DM. The problem is that now, the girls in real life, they bore you. We are bored. Like real life women start to bore you. Do you know why they bore you? They bore you because they are not airbrushed. Yeah. Because they before we upload our pictures on social media, we airbrush, friend. They go through a whole edit session. Yeah, make my cheeks thicker. Yeah, make my face more longer. Yeah, make my eyes more beautiful. Whiten my eyes. Can't they have got blood red eyes in real life? But there by social media, my eyes are white with beautiful long lashes. What? And now in real life, now you compare the Instagram model to Elizabeth that's sitting over here. That's why I go live. Yeah, without dolling myself up. So that if you bump into me into the shop, you know. Kucheiko shweika karanga. Oh, shwering girl.
No, I'm not going to say that they are listening to any must have made night.
Yeah. I like her. No, but you should go and watch all the videos. You will see that whatever is there is more. Like, no. I'm accustomed to that one.
So you are a realist.
I am. I'm very realistic. Like, I just don't want to surprise anybody, guys. Like, yeah, they on Facebook, you know me as a light-skinned hun. And then here in real life, I'm a whole dark-skinned mommy. No, I'm not even a hun. I'm a mommy. No, I don't want to surprise you like that. And that's why. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about bad habits. So we're talking about you. We're talking about me. Good evening.
Good
Welcome to the psychologist's office. My dear, we will heal you one phone call at a time. So do you understand why there is a fascination with social media women, and there is a low libido or a low attraction rate to real life women? It's the same as the porn addiction. Because, yeah, it is the same as porn addiction, because the women that you see in pornographic content, right? They are paid actors to do the things that they are doing to capture a specific audience. Now, you don't understand that even on people's social media, they are captivating a specific audience, an audience that is interested in that kind of look. So now, when you meet Sarafina from next door, she might be dressed in her best dress, but you will not see her like that, because you are used to matriarch that is wearing a bikini, and also she's airbrushed and her body is perfect. She has cut off all the mankene and airbrushed all the stretch marks, and now you hate women with stretch marks, barakanti.
Yeah, they are trying to always to be
perfect. Perfect. They're all trying to be perfect, even apparently when they are not perfect. Do you know what irritates me about social media recently? Mm. Is that everybody has a video of them waking up.
Me?
Yeah, like that is ridiculous. Do you know why it's ridiculous? Because first you wake up, and then you get the ring light, and then you get the camera, and then you get the phone, and then you place the phone, then you get back into bed, and then you pretend like you're waking up. It's breeding people that are going to be bad liars. Just imagine every time you have a human experience, somebody says, stop your human experience, let's capture this. So cry from the beginning again. So you can be mourning the death of your husband, and the first thing you can think of when you are in the car is to get the phone so that you can take a video of you crying. Wait, what?
That's wicked.
Like, it's weird. It's so weird, because in real life, I don't know any widow, like any real widow that is having a human experience and has lost somebody that they love, right? That is first taking out the phone so that they can cry into the cell phone. and then also have the audacity to go back, sit down and edit it to play a song in the background as they are crying. So in the background is, whenever you're ready, I surrender. How? I think that we are, like, there is so many mental health issues that we are breeding. In these times, we are breeding, like, because I find that to be absolute craziness. Like, how can you, right, be a widower at your wife's funeral, right? And literally when...
Hey, what happened to your phone?
My cell phone.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, but picture this. You lost the love of your life. Eh? Your wife is dead. And you are taking out your cell phone so that you can take a video of yourself crying.
Why?
And then you still have time to go and edit it and then post it tonight. Lost the love of my life. I'm just sharing this because, that is a like, there are narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths that are being born in this era. The internet. The internet. It's a dark place, you guys. No, it's. I find it very weird. It's just the same as I find it so weird for people to have pictures of every single moment of their lives. I find it very weird, because when do you enjoy the moment then?
Yeah.
Because when do you enjoy the moment? Because if you're always taking a picture of the moment, when are you in the moment? If you're always a camera guy, when are you in the moment? And that is why many of us are so stressed, because we have so many beautiful pictures of so many beautiful memories that we don't even remember because, right, we were not fully there. We were looking for the best angle.
Very true.
Yeah, we're all looking for the best angle. So now everybody,
people are looking for seeking for validation.
But that validation is also still coming from the screen time that we were speaking about, which are that screen time that you are addicted to is the same thing that has messed you up like that. Because if you see a lot of girls with nyash, you will start feeling insecure about your nyash, my dear. Yes, eventually. Because even if you have a big nyash, right? First of all, let's just start with nyash on its own. Nyash is having stretch marks, nyash is having dimples, and not all the nyash is shaped like that. Yeah? So now you see that nyash is important. Okay, fine. You're like, okay, cool. I'm safe because I have nyash. Then you realize that the girls on the internet with nyash, they have flat stomachs and when are you having a big stomach?
They are just body fat.
They're having flat stomachs. You are having a big stomach. So now you start trying to work on this big stomach of yours. You are trying. No, the stomach is not going miles on miles. Then you start. Figure is coming. Shape is coming. Then you realize that your nyash is not as smooth as those girls' nyash. I just want to be firm and I just want to tone up, right? So, like those two activities, that is 7 months of your life where you're obsessing about nyash, right? And then you finally get the perfect nyash. And you get the perfect stomach. You get the perfect stomach. And what else happens? You realize that the girls with the nyash and the flat stomachs and the perfect legs, right? They have thin arms. You, the whole time at the gym, you're only working on your stomach, your lower half. Now you have to go back to the gym to start working on your arms. Then what happens? Then you develop a gym addiction. Because you're doing it excessively.
That's another addiction.
It's another addiction now. Now you're addicted to social media content that is also breaking your morale. And then now you're addicted to the gym also. Then fine, you become the ultimate body that you've always wanted. You are confident. You have such high self-esteem. Everybody wants you. Let's just go there because that is the one we want the most. Everyone wants you.
It's hunting.
Everybody is hunting you. Everybody wants you. All the girls, they are jealous. What? Now you are happy. The problem is that you can't stop now. So you keep gymming. When you keep gymming, your body becomes muscle. Then you start looking like a strong dude. First you become a strong dude. Then you start covering up the body. Because now you look like a strong dude. Now you start covering up the body. But you can't stop going to the gym. And then, right? Then you start losing all the weight. Everything. Because now you have been going to the gym for the past 3 years consecutively and you are just on a weight loss mission. And the worst part is that you don't even have anybody in the gym to actually advise you on what to do for what type of body and how to maintain a healthy way. Because I know gym bodies, right, that have been going to the gym for 5-6 years, but they are doing healthy exercises. Now you go there with your ulterior motives and they work for a couple of months, right? But then every addiction ends the same way. It ends badly. I have a cousin of mine that is addicted to the gym, and when she started, generally she's a petite girl, so she's slender, but she's those slender girls with nyash, man. Yeah? Please. Yeah? Nelao. She's a slender chick with nyash, and she also had chest, you know? So she was not bad at all. Like literally, you guys that like, slender girls, like short girls. Right?
Yeah.
Short girls with a petite, she's not fat, with a petite frame, ne? Mm. She was like ideal, perfect, like Miss Namibia, but a little bit thicker than Miss Namibia and shorter than Miss Namibia, right? Mm. So that was her body when she started gymming. Right now, I can tell you that she's skin and bones right now.
Oh, how? How come?
She never stopped gymming.
Oh, of course, the gym will boost the hair.
No, the thing is that she got the body that she wanted. Then she added on muscle onto the nyash and everything, and it was toned and everything was looking very nice. And then she couldn't stop. And then now she goes to the gym 5 times a day, 6 times a day.
Yeah.
You know, and then too much of anything is bad.
Yeah, very true, man.
Yeah, so now she's...
Yes, strike the balance.
My dear, now, and the worst part is that she's not learning, because you can go to the gym forever if you want, right? But there are just certain things for certain certain results. So if you want to lose weight, there are specific ways you work out to lose weight. There are certain things that you work, like not even control your diet. There are just certain exercises for weight gain and for weight loss. There are certain exercises for toning. Everything, everything has its own things. Going to the gym has its own routines, has its own, like, it's a whole new world that me and you can never understand because as we are fat. It's very far, you see, because there's just a system. There's a personal trainer. There's also, you know, certain exercises are just for people that want to work on their core. There are people that want to work on their arms. There are people that want to work on their breasts and their chest plates. There are people like gymming, ne? It is a whole world. And that's why you can get addicted to it, because most of us people, when we look at gym people, we just think that people go to the gym to get...
For fitness.
Yeah, for fitness or to get thin. Because we don't know. But there's a whole world there in the gym. Mm. There are healthy ways of doing things. There are non-healthy ways of doing things. There are extreme ways of doing things. There are people that actually enjoy it, where the gym is actually an outlet for stress.
But there's a notion saying that going to the gym is reducing the heavy budget.
Reducing the health budget, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How so? Which newspaper did you read this?
Because people are no more, you are gaining some weight. You are no longer going to get sick very soon. Mm. Very easily.
That is true. Exercise. Mm. Exercise is good. But gymming in itself, right, has its own life. To be honest, it has its own life. And it has its own system.
It has some ripple effect.
Hmm?
It has some consequences.
No, gymming, the gym world has its own life. So you people that want to go to the gym, we don't comprehend because we are, you know, on the other side and we are fine with it.
we don't know
what's there in the gym. But then also, like, for those that want to start gymming, right?
But may I,
Listen.
Huh?
You buy your own material, and then one day you pop your stomach muscles, and then you get a hernia. Ask me.
Me?
Yes, a whole hole in your stomach. From what?
Hmm.
Gymming alone, where you don't know what you are doing.
So those people are professional. They are trained.
Yeah. There are people that are, that's why I'm saying, like, before you just start going to treadmills and start running there, right?
Mm.
Ask an expert that's in the gym. There's no gym that doesn't have an expert. Yeah, ask an expert that's in the gym, right?
Yeah.
This is what is wrong, and this is what I want to do. What do you advise that I
do? Do you want to achieve?
Do I want to achieve? Okay, I want to achieve weight gain. Or I want to just remain the same, but firm. I want firm skin, for example. You know?
Mm.
Everything.
You want a big nyash.
Oh, you want a big nyash, you know? Now you go there and you are killing yourself with these squats, ne? And the only part of your body that is getting thick and whatever is your calves. Kanti, you are doing it all wrong.
Hello?
You can't hear me? Hello? It's me.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's most probably your cell phone. Your phone. Your notifications.
The side of the cost is always like this.
It's most probably your notifications, which are France president, what? But anyway, my friend, I'm going to go for a break and then you can call back at 11:30. So let's give other people an opportunity. Oh, I hate it when people do that. Hang up while I'm still talking. Bad manners.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
You are now listening to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight, weekdays from 4:30 to 6, only on Eagle FM. Download the app or tune in to a frequency near you.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono ngeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora isatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM. Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings, and we are talking about bad habits. Now, that screen time is a bad habit that many of you guys can attest to, because I just can't get away from it. Oh, addicted to TV. Oh, addicted to all of you. Maybe, just maybe. The number in studio is 0832888401. That is 0832888401. That is the number in studio. You guys can call in and you guys can contribute to the conversation like our previous caller. Our previous caller was sharing his experience with the cell phone, and we were just looking at it like, what exactly do, it's not the cell phone that you're addicted to. You're addicted to the apps on the cell phone, right? Because if the phone didn't have any of those apps and it was just for phone calls and messages, like it should be. Like it should be, then you wouldn't be most now addicted to the cell phone, right? You would be leaving the cell phone alone and waiting for a call. If a call comes through, then it comes through. If a call doesn't come through, then it does not come through. Most. Mara. Okay. So some bad habits that we are unaware of are excessive screen time. And a good evening to you, procrastinator. Yes, Ajati.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I wanted to say something, but I just forgot.
You forgot? Why didn't you know my?
No, I've been calling for a while.
You guys like those things. Then other days when you guys don't have airtime and then you don't call. So what are some of the bad habits that you might have?
I don't believe.
You don't believe that you have any bad habits?
I just don't like people. You know, if you're living together, no?
Yeah.
I have limited airtime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I can be from 4 p.m. and the father again back to my life.
Okay. So what is the number that we should call you back on?
7017.
Okay, those numbers are not enough. Say it again. Mm-hmm. You cut every single time you're giving the number. 081
336
7017. And all right, I will revert back to you now. All right, Tateti needs a telephonic pick-me-up, and we are going to do just that. Please, stay tuned.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact.
Good evening, Tatiti.
Hey,
Johnny. Oh, okay. So I called. What are part of, I would like to hear your bad habit specifically.
You have the upper hand now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, go away.
I leverage.
In the...
What are your bad habits, Tati?
No. But you know, Neil,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they are bad or not.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I was asked most the other time I told you whether it's beer or...
Those are just addictions, but okay.
Almost.
Yeah.
But then I asked, am I a bad boy?
Maybe.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just asking.
I just want you to stop. Mommy, I just asked a legitimate question. I go to her.
Uh-huh.
Is that the Bati? Surely go a real flavor.
Yeah.
Bati agenda.
Whose car is that? Wakantum. Eko reverse.
Amuiko Bati. We don't remember. Then we are Eko Bati.
Uhore ini machango.
And I'm changing nappies here for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asked. So I'm not really a fan of asking ended, how do you call it, closed-ended question.
Mm-hmm. So, Donata, do you think that you're an alcoholic?
Myself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you not consider yourself an alcoholic?
It's because I can go like even 2 months or any game, whatever you can give, without tasting alcohol.
Out of leisure or obligation?
No. Obligation. Let me say, you send me somewhere where
it requires you to be sober.
No.
Okay.
Like, I just have to, if I don't want it, like, guys, we are drinking a lot of cold water. Yeah. I come in. A lot of cold water.
Yes, no, but let's look at it. Let's look at alcoholism, right? Let's look at the fact that I know you for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you drink a lot.
I don't.
Okay.
It's my pastime.
Okay. You drink for leisure.
Ndishishi. Get on the way down. It's where I want it. I would have overstayed my welcome.
Okay.
But I don't want to be there. I'm really happy being home.
Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just because you've drank enough.
You know when... you know when...
Okay, so you say that you can go for 2 months without drinking alcohol, or 3 months even.
Yeah, I used to have
But the question is, the reason behind not drinking, is it because you don't feel like drinking, or is it because you have something important to do that requires sobriety? What is the reason that you could possibly go for 2 months without drinking?
Like, I have friends,
mm-hmm.
It's only when I mention names.
Don't mention names.
Name-dropping.
It is name dropping.
No.
We know all your friends.
Okay.
Because you name their names and their surnames.
Yeah. Susan, at the end of the day, we before people started running around, I know I think of Dan Chilun. We knew Dan Chilun. We used to drive through that. That is just a nonsense. Tuka, we had to get a combine.
What's the lie?
We keep it. I used to drive with my girlfriend.
Of course.
So what I usually do.
Yes.
Is that if we want to hold each other accountable for drinking, we used to sit. Can you put one more thing? I'm there, but I'm there. I didn't know that to be.
Ne? Tosku Kwandiri's birthday the other day.
No toppers, I came before. And the Arumbo Tanditi, bro. I think they tandinu, To get that woman on there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're under the Moscow and youngest.
Yeah.
We agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we check each other out.
Yes, going back to the initial question, Tate Donata, the reason for you to not drink for 2 months, what could possibly be the reason that you are not drinking for 2 months?
It is common sense.
Common sense to whom?
It's what I was trying to explain to say. That
no.
For me, my guys, can I tell you when I'm coming from Anyonke?
No. Because that one is derailing the story. I want a solid and straight answer. If you were going to go for 2 months without drinking alcohol, what the reason would be?
For me, it's just to sober up.
Is it, okay, it's just to detox.
Yeah.
So like, usually you give yourself a time frame.
Can I just say, my friends will be...
You like giving a long story. You like giving a long story, then later on, a person forgets.
You probably want to buy a new car.
Hmm.
And then, you have been failing because of that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now we say, comrade, because you are misbehaving.
Ah! So the only time you're sober is when you have something important to go and do. Otherwise, if you don't have anything that is important, then you are drinking.
Yeah, because
are you not then a functioning alcoholic?
No, it's not about. Can I tell you one thing?
Are you in denial, Tate Tonata?
If you go to the village.
Because today is Monday.
If you go to the village, yeah,
mm-hmm.
You will find that uncle who drinks every day, Tombo.
Yes, an alcoholic uncle.
But if you assign him a very serious job,
But that is out of obligation. But hold the line.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi to Tonata. Bless you.
Hi.
So the only time that you are not drinking is when there is something important to do. Just like the builder that you tell him, Kuchai, no, I need you to come and build my house. And because he doesn't want to build the poroporo things, he stays sober until he finishes building your property. And then he goes and dances that whole money that he got from building the project. Eh? Drinking and drinking. But don't you think it's time to get clean?
Can I tell you one thing? Which one is clean and which one is dirty?
The dirty one is drinking every day.
The dirty one is when you have people that...
But as we are complaining about your drinking then...
No.
As we care about you... This is an intervention. This is an intervention, Tate Tonata. We as your family members...
Can I tell you something about gaslighting people?
Sure.
There are people,
mm-hmm.
uncles who are very good, like myself.
Yes, Uncle T.
But you want to tell me how, when, why, what, and why.
Yeah, I just want to know.
I must consume what I... Listen, I'm a historian.
Yes, I just want to know if you know that you have an alcohol problem.
Certain things that you would not understand,
Mm-hmm.
You know why lawyers drink?
Yes.
Sometimes.
I know why they drink as much as they drink. Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes it's every day.
They don't get that opportunity. Often, number one. Number two, they are very kind people.
Everybody.
Yeah. So now.
So how long are you going to be drinking until you die?
Until the doctor gives me
An ultimatum. Also, you're waiting for the doctor, ne? Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you feel it's a problem?
On my side?
Mm.
Okay,
so it's not affecting your day-to-day life in any way?
Not in any way.
I think it's hindering your love life.
I'm comfortable with
it. Of course. Of course you are comfortable with it. But if you get sober, Tate Tonata, you realize that you need a woman.
Very much far away from quarreling and HIV.
But you need a woman.
What woman?
You need a woman, Tate Tonata. You need a woman. You cannot just make tokara to hupitombira shi kehesiko shiriae. We want extra children. So to have hango?
Aye.
You know what? Itakaronkundu. She's gonna be a nice lady. She's gonna be a nice lady. Okay.
The one thing is that
mm-hmm.
everybody in their own life, they mm-hmm. are never going to dictate what my children want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, I'm not going to entertain nonsense.
Of course.
But one thing that I'm going to allow my children to do, to take their time. But I'm going to force them to do their masters and their PhDs.
Of course.
And then they can get pregnant, whatever. Hmm. Whatever, whether it is the taxi driver or whatever.
Hmm.
I'll be okay. I'll
Doctor pregnant.
Hey,
as long as they are doctor, somebody.
Hey,
okay.
Until that idiot come and collect the
proper. Okay. I understand. Yeah. But the people, but us here, we cannot dictate your relationship status, but you want to go and dictate other people's relationship status?
Not status, those are the ones, the people that I...
Yeah, but by the time they are getting their degrees, their masters, and their PhD, they are adults. Yes.
It's as much as they are going to... do their traditional and Christian rituals,
mm-hmm.
whether they become Islam or
Christian, mm-hmm.
they will still need their father to pass. That's why I'm not dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for them to mature. Because then, and maturity comes with that, what I'm expecting.
Okay.
If it's costing something in my pocket, then that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I make sure their mother is there. Very powerful.
We must talk about the alcohol. It's time for us to have the conversation. It's time for us to have an intervention, Tatiti. Tatiti, I think that you drink a lot.
Okay, I'm in bed now, I'm at home.
After drinking?
Okay, I'm alone.
After drinking?
What's your problem? Am I not talking to you now?
<I'm>...
I don't know what else do I owe you?
And that is That's why it's very difficult to have an intervention with a functioning alcoholic, because they are not the same as dysfunctional alcoholics. Dysfunctional alcoholic, yes. You have grounds, you know, you can always tell them, yeah, but you neglect your children and you fall over and you put yourself in danger and all these things. But now with a functioning alcoholic, the person is like, yeah, but I'm at home at 8 o'clock and yeah, and I haven't used any of my money.
And you are just making my life worse.
Mara, one day I'll catch you. Oh, shiri, but one day I'll catch you. One day I'll have a real intervention. One day I'll catch you. I just have to figure out which angle to take to touch your heart. But I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Because I think it's the most difficult. It's the most difficult type of intervention you're going to have, because there is nothing being hindered. Life is still moving.
Have you ever had an uncle?
Mm.
And I learned from the best. That uncle
Mm-hmm.
Then you give it to him with the other stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
I had fucking thinking.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Because he is the one who told me. For humility.
Mm-hmm.
He is gone now.
Where? I'm at 2000. Where are you? Somewhere safe.
It's him and my late big brother.
Mm.
The two of them.
Okay, but what bad habits do you have apart from your alcohol addiction? What other bad habits do you have?
A bad habit.
Yeah, a bad habit.
Okay, living with somebody.
Mm. Before we hang up, you were talking about paper arrangements.
That's what I was about to tell you.
All right. Please. Shoot. Proceed.
I don't like it. Somebody, if I tell you, don't touch that table. I have 3 tables. There's a table that you cannot touch. 2 of them. Don't even put your IDs.
Okay, so I must not put my papers where your papers are.
Don't use my newspaper for the windows. What? Don't allow that there is something.
So the house must just be full of newspapers because you are a collector.
Not our. My table. And the other habit is, I don't like it when on how to come. I get beaten. I get out on how to and this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, the effect is just so good. If you want something, like, let me say, it's my money, and, yeah, tell me, I'm on that one, I'm on 400. And the people, in the hand, the government, they were like, okay, fine. just take three and you go look for change and then bring 100. Like, you know, and I battle roll back. Good night. And I'm like, I need to get it to 1 o'clock. Until what time do you want? As long as you ask. Just don't think.
Okay. As you so you don't like thieves? So you don't like thieves? Because that's just stealing, guys.
It's not about... Some people, it's also about entitlement. Entitlement,
yeah.
They are two different
things.
That's it, you can... Understand? Mara, you... Because you know me since we grew up, huh? Then since we have been together for a long time, then you know, that doesn't mind. But at least I want to know what you're going to do, Shashi. You never know when I need the party. I might just come from town now with my friend. Tati. Oh, Kanagan. And it's not on the cruise. Oh, why? I take him. By the time I reach the house, the car is not there. What do we do? I came there with so much confidence. The other day, one way to pay, then 800. Now you have killed my people. That creates a lot of misunderstanding. But immediately you say, no, comrade, can I... How long are you going to be there? And I understand. It's the same. My other late friend now, he used to like taking my 1400.
What's a 1400? It's at 2 o'clock. It's at 2 o'clock. It's at 2 o'clock. It's at 2 o'clock. It's a 1400.
Like a 1400, huh? Oh, mbia. For the Unison and those old ones that look like Karen Cruz. That guy. Last time I was driving an Audi A4. So I never mind about him driving that one. And then he would bump it once in a while. And I would always ask him, are you fine?
Must be nice.
You personally. Where you, the one who's driving the car, are you fine? Hey, I'm gambling now. Pure policy. We are the same age, same and then you never went your bed. So those kind of cousins.
You like talking people's secrets. As he told us, he has a master's degree, and then you are telling us he forgotten.
No, this one. That was my chronic problem. Go find you, Bobo.
Yeah. So do you miss him sometimes? Do you miss him sometimes?
We've been busting
in one plate together.
Yeah. Cooked in one plate. So I never cried. I cried after he was buried. And even when I was looking at him, was he kissed, huh? I started smiling. I just walked away. Because he was telling me, that's me. To be buried like a ticket. Yeah, I was like, here you are now.
Like a chicken. But then you couldn't laugh that loud, Moss. It wasn't that kind of party.
I can't relive that moment because only when I came to think of it that his grandmother, mom, and him, they are gone. And big brother. And nobody really took care of
him. Nobody did what?
Nobody who took care of him as much as a bit.
Your best friend.
As your dad. From how you want to problem wouldn't so could no man. And you are the
I can't really hear you. I think you moved a little bit.
He was 3 months older than me. Very stubborn. So anything else that I had to say, in as much as he was living on my budget, I was like, No, coming back to our topic, Angelo, I think that's as far as we went.
Okay. That is as far as we went.
So
you don't have other bad behaviors. So you don't have a procrastination, a poor time management. You don't have yawning in public without covering your mouth, eating loudly, talking on the phone in loud voices, you know, gossiping, making snap judgment, or frequently using negative or abusive language or habits that can damage relationships, making decisions in anger, nothing like that in your life. You are just perfect. The perfect Tati Tonata.
If I want to come, I don't know how or what type of a person I am. I don't make an appointment to come to Oportuga or to come to Eagle.
Okay.
I have no time. Window, whatever. In the same fashion that I go to any restaurant.
Yeah.
Whether it's in a shorty, whether it's in a long trouser, the content that I bring with is more important than what you see or what I'm presenting, what I'm appearing to be. Yeah. So for me, I'm a field worker, like Mara Nokokanina is in Bondia. If you want to see me, you better be prepared to see Tonata, not in some funny suits and whatnot. Because I have nothing to present or to pretend about.
Is it really pretending if you're dressing up?
Yeah.
for a special occasion. Come on.
My dear, I'm telling you, I can come to your wedding.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen a person who's very useful coming to your wedding? You know, doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these useless ones that the other rules should come. Tell me about what is usefulness and what is what.
No, but at the end of the day, I think that this argument in itself, right, is an argument that we should allocate 3 hours to, because also, we pretend as if it's not necessary for us to show up and dress up, but it is necessary. To some degree, because we make it seem like it's only what we are doing that matters.
I have a friend who showed up like that.
And
he ended up using his own petrol and whatnot. Now they are quarreling. Immediately after the wedding.
Mm.
Now they even want to take each other to the police.
Okay.
To his own cousin. Because mm-hmm. this one did not definitely share the resources with her. And the Taiko Congo, we are beyond Koshana.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that you get, obviously, if I'm asking you, I'm the one who's a 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to do the money, I'm giving you the first. The other one is just quite the owner of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this one is very angry. Things have become hot now. I'm the one who's mediating now.
Mm.
The wedding is done. You don't even know good enough. It's to make most the wedding smooth.
Yes.
It's not to for your pocket.
Hmm.
I think we are building all the way from Mukushona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Then you will be able to tell me. The Omafurunga Ariko Narula. Open a put up.
Yeah.
That time. Kazita, Uncle Kuta, 1994. Hm. Also, they no can do shit in Angwell. No. What's it? Umuno Maru,
yeah.
Oh, we are to no gaffa. Pahona, you know. And then you are there, you see. It's the same way that what's happening there in the court. Yes. It's a high terrain environment.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there with a 2x4,
mm-hmm.
So Zimomui.
Okay.
Otandiki.
Kaishiko
mbinga zokabo
mama
senyo kako.
Hengu. Go hang you. Yeah, no. Yeah, come. Go hang you. Oh. Hang you.
Do you know what? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Onuno.
Mm-hmm.
Going to where? Karongo, Utapio, Sandy.
So you don't have any bad habits, Tati Tonata?
Why?
Because that's what we are talking about. We're talking about bad habits that we might have. And you are saying
I don't have any bad habits.
You are perfect.
What do you mean? I don't, even if you have to sleep over like we are sleeping on the same bed, I don't puff.
I've got good manners.
I would just, if I feel like my tummy is not doing well,
Say, excuse me. I think some of these bad habits that I hear, those are just bad manners.
Deliberate.
Yeah, deliberate bad manners.
Yeah, because it's
a, like, why are you farting in front of people? Like, what's wrong with you? Not unless you are hunukwa shiri, then we understand most. Kuhunukwa tukuvite kongani. Like, ooh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Ah, we sometimes why or what? Oops.
Aye.
Sorry, guys.
Wamona in Mambia Muningi.
Yippee. We do a lot of things.
Oh, meme. And I've done that as a.
Holding
as
in.
Mm-mm.
Hey.
Sometimes, you see me.
Don't tell us things we don't want to hear. As we only want to hear
protection.
Yes, that is Tunata.
Oh, Amana.
Membo. No, we don't want to hear that one, Tatu Tonata. This is a child-friendly conversation today. We are talking bad habits only. No, we don't want to hear that one.
I withdraw.
Thank you. But thank you so much for the conversation, Tatu Tonata. We'll speak again tomorrow, okay? You're welcome. Bye, Tati Tanata, please. Thank you so much.
Love you.
And I love you.
Thank you, madam.
Ciao. Alrighty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking about bad habits. We started with the bad habit of, screen time. And then we moved on to the bad habit of other things. And then now we are at part two. Okay. So excessive screen time. This is the first one that could be a bad habit. And number two is procrastination and poor time management. Now, poor time management is you always being late and thinking that it's cute. Why are you always late? I'm asking, why are you always late? And then you say things like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be late for my own funeral one day. No, you are going to be on time for your funeral because it's not you that's going to be in charge of the time. And us that are going to be in charge of the time are going to get you to your funeral on time. So probably the wedding, yes, but why are you always late? Those are bad habits that you need to change, that irritate the hell out of everybody else that is around you. And this is something that you must check into. Delaying tasks or cutting corners can become a negative habit that undermines progress. You people that like to cut corners, I don't know what Bochocho raised you guys. I don't know why you guys just want to be Bochochos like that. Everything is cutting corners. Hey, to go to buy bread. you must get the bread from the bakery. Ah, guys, cutting corners. Everything cutting corners. You know, we don't have to study for 4 years. We can just do it in 2 years. No, we don't have to what? We can just do this. Guys, it can develop into a bad habit. Check yourself. And let's talk about procrastination. I'll do it later. And then later on, you are caught in a cram session because you had 2 months to study for something and you didn't, because you're going to start studying when. You are going to start studying when. Procrastination might just make your life stagnant because you are not acting. You are just anticipating acting at a later stage. And that procrastination is the same thing that can hold your whole entire life back. Because once you become a procrastinator and you really are a procrastinator, you start procrastinating on everything. I'm going to go to the next meeting. I'm going to go to the next birth. I'm going to go to the next birthday. I'm just waiting for what? Procrastination. No, cut that. And then the number three is a public habit. Not covering your mouth when coughing or yawning. Like, ew, why? Why are you doing that? And also part of these bad habits that we have, I think it's also just bad manners. Because these are things that we're supposed to know since childhood. We are not supposed to be just yawning out there, rah, 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 so that we can see your tonsil stones. Yeah, we can see on dakonado, eh? Like, that is not sexy. It's not attractive. And that burping in front of many, many people. I have a cousin of mine that is actually particularly not appealing, ne? When it comes to his burps. He burps all the time and he burps loud, and you guys can be 600 there and he will just burp there. And this is something that he can hold. And he can burp slowly or he can burp softly, but he chooses to just burp. And it's not nice. It's very disgusting, to be honest. And eating loudly. Why are you chewing loud? Like, why are you not chewing with your mouth closed? Now we are watching your food go from solid to liquid. Right? We are watching the whole process through your mouth. And it is loud as hell, so we can hear it. So we can hear that first crunch, that crush. And then later on it becomes soggy. And we can still see it. Why? Why are you chewing loudly? Why are you chewing with an open mouth? And also, why are you talking with your mouth full? Yes, yes, yes. Those are bad manners. Those are bad manners, and they become bad habits that you have picked up along the way and you don't even realize that it's a habit now. It's something that you do all the time now. And we just look at you as ill-mannered. Or talking on the phone in a loud voice. Like, you're talking on the phone in a loud voice and then everybody can hear. So that means normal people with manners, this is what happens, right? This is how you can tell when somebody doesn't have manners. Normal people with manners, when you start talking like this, everybody keeps quiet. Everybody keeps quiet because it's inappropriate for them to continue conversations. Now, people that start conversations when there's already an interruption in this chaos, right? Apparently, they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear what the other person is talking about. But what it creates, especially for us people that are sound sensitive, what it creates, right, is just extra noise on top of the other noise that's already there. So now it's wah, 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 over there. And then there's also wah, blah, 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 over here. And then now I have to multitask, or I have to block out, or I have to do something. And that for me is absolutely unacceptable. I hate it. I hate it so much. I would rather wait for that loud person to stop talking or notify them that, no man, please go talk outside. Like, how? Why? Why are we here in a whole hall and you are talking loud and you have no shame? Zero. Zero shame. You are talking a whole conversation. Taxi drivers. Taxi drivers. Hey! Did you hear me beating you? Change! Please. Okay. And this is talking very loud on the phone without consideration of the general public is just, no, it's bad manners, man. It's bad habits. And then number four is social behavior, gossiping. It's a bad habit that you have. Okuskenera. It's a bad habit. Like, you spend a lot of time talking about other people. Like, you don't have your own life to talk about or to focus about. But you have so much time. Eh, Marianne Pemba, did you see Marianne Pemba them? Eh, or did you see Betty Davis them? Or did you see Delish? Or did you see, woo! Eh, you know everybody on my juices. Eh? At least them, they are getting followers and all of that. But you now, general public that just likes to gossip. Like, what's wrong with you? Can you change? Stop. making snap judgments. Like, hey, you see somebody there and you are already judging them straight. Which that person is most probably just an alcoholic. That person is most probably. And then the person is not even like that. And you are out here very quick to judge. Very, very quick to judge. Like somebody's paying you to judge somebody. Frequently using negative or abusive language are habits that can damage relationships. So abusive language and negative language, like yo. This one I think is a pandemic here. I think it's a pandemic because so many people use abusive language and they don't even realize it's abusive language. Most probably because they were abused and they don't really know. But it's abusive language. You people are there on social media using abusive language. You guys are abusing other people emotionally, ne? But it's because of a comment. It is because of whatever. Kucha, yeah, some people just, you guys must just shut up. Like, who are you telling to shut up, say? Eh? I'm not your child. Eh? And even if I was your child, I would not accept that. Like, why are you using the term shut up? Like, do you understand shut up, what it is? Shut up. Or you don't know what be quiet is, because I'm sure you wouldn't tell your mother to shut up. I'm sure you wouldn't tell your father to shut up. But you're out here telling people, shut up. Shut up. Huh. Like, who uses that? Eh, shut your pie hole. Like, what do you mean, shut my pie hole, sir? Sir. Eh? Degrading terms. You guys are terrible people. Come on. Let's do better. Let's do better. Like, there are so many words that we use that are so abusive. The language that we choose to use is so abusive. And for somebody like me, I'm attached to words. So what you say, how you say what you say, when you say what you say matters. So I'm listening to you, right? I can hear the whole sentence in everything that you're saying. But as soon as there is a word that does not belong there, that is intentionally put there, for whatever reason you have, I notice it. Because you could say that, Elizabeth, I would prefer it if you were quiet. Right? That is something. Elizabeth, I would prefer it if you were quiet. When I'm speaking to, I would prefer it. Prefer, very nice word. Prefer is a preference, right? It's not forcing me to do anything. It's not saying you are obligated. It's not oppressive. It is a preference. And a preference is something that I can obey or I can decline. I can accept or I can decline. I still have free will when it comes to preference, because this is now the part where I have to consider you and I can consider myself and we are all equals. Elizabeth, I would prefer you. I would prefer it if you kept quiet. Prefer, right? If you kept quiet, kept quiet is respectful. And it is also just telling me exactly what you would prefer me to do. Elizabeth, I would prefer it if you kept quiet. That I can lean into. And also that I can listen to instantly and obey instantly. Just instantly. But what I won't sit with and what I won't tolerate and what I will not hear and what might stir up a whole argument, right? That you might not win is if you say, ne? Sometimes you must just shut up. Hey, excuse me. Sometimes when are these times exactly? When are these times that you think that me shutting up is a necessity? Because there's no time that is written there, Kuja. Ooh, this is the time that sometimes that you must, sometimes could be any time. Sometimes could be when I wake up. Sometimes could be when I go to sleep. What do you mean by sometimes? Sometimes when we are talking or sometimes when we are arguing, what do you mean? That's when we start clapping. Eh? That's when we get real disrespectful because your whole entire statement was disrespectful. Sometimes you must just shut up. And wait a minute. Who do you think you're talking to when you say shut up? Like, what do you mean by shut up exactly? You people that use abusive language. Right? Abuse comes in so many ways. Abuse comes in language, in speech, in scare tactics. Have you ever met somebody that claims to not be abusive but does everything in an abusive way? Everything that they do is abusive, but they say that they are not abusive. It's wild. Just like language, the words that they choose to use, right? And then they all say that, oh, I was angry, I was upset, those are bad habits. Bad habits that you have picked up along the way that you can't drop. And then you find somebody like the matriarch that notices every single thing because it is who I am. I notice every single thing because I choose the words that I would like to use in order for you to understand me properly, in order for you to not get it mixed up, right? So I feel like I deserve the same principle. You can't just throw words around and expect there to not be a rebuttal of some sort if it is disrespectful, if it is abusive, and if it is also undermining. No. So can we check our language? Can we check our language? Can we use better language? Or at least learn to speak slower? Think before we speak. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Because then we can realize that shut up is not a nice word. Shut up is not a nice thing to say to another person. Especially when everybody here is emotional. So I'm supposed to be emotional and I'm supposed to shut up at the same time. So my feelings are not valid. Come on. Relax. All right. And we're closing this one off and then we will continue our conversation again tomorrow. Making decisions in anger. Acting impulsively while angry is a habit that can lead to poor choices and regret. So you decide that you are angry. I'm so angry. I'm not angry. I'm just going to drive to Samantha's house and I'm just going to see what I'm just going to beat her. Yeah, then you get there and then Samantha is there with a dude and you end up killing her and then you spend life in prison. Impulse. What's wrong with staying at your house and insulting Samantha over the phone? Like normal people. What's wrong with that? Now all of you people, all you Namibian men, you guys are all just going to Samantha's house. You guys are all just going to have Anua face-to-face conversations. Stop having face-to-face conversations if you know that you make bad decisions when you are angry. Leave it because you guys are killing people's kids. Because you guys make decisions when you guys are angry. I'm gonna go there and show her. What are you gonna show her? That you can mess up your life. What are you going to show her? You're going to show her that you can really, you really know how to mess up your life. You're an expert at messing up your life. But it's because of impulse, right? Impulsive decisions, poor choices. Then you live with a gang of regret. All of them are there at the court, looking all remorseful. All of them. But it could have just been stopped with don't go anywhere. My dear, insult the person over the phone. Stop making threats also. Just insult left, right, and center. You can stand the whole night insulting as long as you don't kill them. As long as you don't go and see them. Now you guys are all rocking up with guns. You guys are all rocking up with okapis. You guys are all going to stab the love of your life. Guys, the love of your life, mother of your kids. You guys are all going to beat them up and slap them and kill them. Love of your life, Vati. She was just so angry. Like, who cares about your anger? Grow up. Who cares about your anger? You guys must stop. You guys must stop assuming that everything is about your little emotions. Because we all have emotions. And if we wanted, we could all rock up with okapis and gangsters. But we don't do that. We don't do that because at the end of the day, this is somebody that we claim to love, right? We love them. That's why we're not going to kill them. But you were nah. Your love comes with killing. How? That's your problem. Anyhow, I'm saying goodbye for now, but I want you to think about it. Ne? I want you to think long and hard about it. Stop rocking up at people's houses. Stop going to confront people. What's your problem? You're not Hercules. Yeah? You're not the Rock here. And even if you are the Rock doesn't go and confront people outside of the ring. A fair ring is the cell phone. Insult them left, right, and center. Involve everybody. Even that your family member that is what insults them over the phone, my dear. And then go to bed. And wake up better. All right? From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell.